Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, and it is Wednesday. Already? Oh, well, I knew it was Tuesday yesterday, but I was still thinking it was not Wednesday yet. I don't know. My mind is just a blur. I am kind of irritated. Can you tell? I don't know why. But at work, I deal with shidrins, little shidrins, up to through high school. And what I do, some people know what I do. And there is a certain unspoken etiquette that one not has to abide by, but, you know, for everyone to feel comfortable, one needs to conform to those those rules. Like when you get on an elevator, who said that you have to face forward and stare up at the numbers? And that uncomfortable silence with people in the elevator that you don't know. What is that all about? Who said this is how you're supposed to act in an inside elevator? It's just how it is. And when you get on a bus, when you go, you know, on a coach from, you know, one town to another town, there's a certain etiquette. You know, if there's no seats available and there's one person and you have an empty seat, you know, body language, normally when you don't want anybody to sit with you, you sit towards the aisle. And you put all your stuff on the empty seat. But then when there's nobody there, you're supposed to take all your stuff, put it on your lap or wherever, and then allow the person. It's common courtesy. It's just common courtesy. But when you work with, you know, little children's, duh, okay, I don't know how. I don't want him to be with me. Stop touching me. Stop touching my stuff. Stop looking at me. So, yeah. can you tell I'm kind of annoyed? So I guess it's my job to teach little children's little bits of etiquette. And, you know, no pushing, no shoving. And, you know, me first. And you think, oh my God, I sucked as a parent. And you think, you know, parents don't think how their kids act when they're not around. And then I think, what are their parents like when they're home? What do they see? I guess I'm fascinated with human behavior. You know, then I was thinking, like, at the supermarket, the grocery store. And when I was in England, I went to Tesco's, I went to Morrison's. The one thing I forgot to do is to pay attention to what side the trolleys they push. Because in the States, it's just like you drive. When you're going one direction, you're on the right-hand side. And when you're, you know, like a roadway, that's the way you push trolleys. Who said that's the way you're supposed to, you know, push the carts? Is that how it is in overseas? I don't know. I didn't pay attention. And I'm trying to dig in my memory. When we went to Morrison's, we didn't get a trolley. We just grabbed some squidgy bread as my friends. I see, and I can't even do the accent anymore. But I remember squidgy. I liked it. I did. And I had turkey sandwiches. Yes. And I had lots of fruit. I liked Morrison's. I did. And a bag of crisps. And some biscuits and bottled water in a backpack, and we walked all over. See, I lost my accent. I can't do it anymore. Anyway, I just got a text. So if you heard this little interruption in the airways, yes. I don't know. And just little, so I'm wondering, you know, who thought these up and why do we conform to them? And as little children, you know, you're told, okay, this is how to behave, you know, on an airplane, or this is how you behave in small, you know, spaces. And, yeah. But I have to, little children, you know, you just, I think I'm gonna go home and take a nap. All right. Later, miss people.